even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true.
Yeah, we're gonna make the dreams come true here in the Genius Lab. Thank you for joining the podcast today. I appreciate it so much. You're in the Genius Lab where we help you realize your greatness. And today is the fourth week of the fourth month in year 2024. We are mineral all over the place. If you've been following the podcast, we've been working on the elemental influences for each month of the year. And I won't get into it because I've already said it a million times. But if this is your first podcast, go back and listen to some of the others. And you'll find starting January 1st, we went on this big push to help you understand about the five elements and their influences in your life. And the way that we can use this elemental energy to assist us in overcoming our obstacles, shifting and changing our story, letting the magic into our lives so that things transform and change in a beautiful way. So we're having a great time with the elements. And this is week four of April. And we talked in the first episode, we did an overview. Second episode in April, we talked about realizing your greatness. The third week in April, we talked about realize your greatness part two. And today we're going to talk about connecting to your life's purpose, because mineral is all about realizing your greatness, connecting to your life's purpose, and creating your desired story. In the village in Burkina Faso, the mineral people were the ones that kept track of the history of the tribe through stories, and they used to say that that the minerals, the rocks and the crystals that were in the ground, were very old, so they had a lot of wisdom, and they would meditate with the stones, and they would extract information from them. When they had a problem that they didn't know the answer to, they would meditate with the stone and get the millions of years of wisdom that are in that stone and utilize them to help the tribe. It's very powerful. And then if somebody had something going on in their life that was not favorable, they would hand them a stone and tell them to put the story in the stone. So it worked like a little mini hard drive, like a little thumb drive. And you speak your story into the stone, and then you throw it away someplace where you'll never find it, and your story is gone. So that's a cool thing. Now, today we're going to talk about connecting to your life's purpose. That's another aspect of mineral. And I hear this all the time from my coaching people. Excuse me, I'm going to have a little sip of water here. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know why I'm here. And I have a session called the Genius Lab Session. If you can find that at tobychristensen.com. And the thing about a Genius Lab Session is that it helps you. We spend a lot of time. It's a full day together one-on-one. And we talk about your core values, your core beliefs, your mission, your worldview, and then your goals. What are your aspirations? What do you want to create? And are they in alignment? Are they congruent with these other aspects? And it makes a big difference, because if you're out of congruence, I remember one particular situation, somebody said, you know, well, I can't seem to make money. And I'm like, well, what is your family history with money? Oh, my mom and dad always fought about money all the time. My mom would spend too much. My dad didn't make enough. You know, it was one thing after another. We had some friends that were well off, and my dad would always say, you know, well, that's because they lie and cheat in their business, and you can't trust those rich people because they're just out to get what they, you know, all this negative stuff. And well, of course, your core belief about money and about wealthy people is not congruent with you being a nice, loving, kind, understanding person. So we got to shift some things. And so after shifting, it was really fun. After shifting some core values and some core beliefs, this person went on to within 2 years, 10 times their income. No exaggeration. It was really crazy. So it's fun. Today, we're going to talk about connecting to your purpose. And people are like, you know, so the first thing I would say is that it's important not only for accomplishment to be congruent with your core beliefs and core values and your mission and your worldview, but also if you're gonna have a sense of purpose, it needs to be in alignment with your core values and your core beliefs. So the thing that the step one in connecting to your life's purpose is identify the things that are important to you. You know, what would you do even if you didn't get paid for it? What do you just simply love to do just for the sake of doing it? Pardon me. That's a really good thing to, that's a really good measure that that thing is in alignment with your purpose. And once you get that down, you know, like, well, I would do this all day. I would do this for years, even if I didn't get paid for it, because I just love it. And then what, then look at your life and reflect on what matters the most. Okay. This is, again, this is where the Genius Lab session really helps, because we go deep into identifying those core values and core beliefs, which is what matters most. So you identify the things that you care about and that you love to do. You reflect on what matters most. Why is it that it matters so much? You know, well, because people need to be treated equally, or you know, whatever dogs need to be rescued, or, you know, whatever your deal is. But so that would be, that's taking it to even a deeper level. So you identify what you care about and what you would do even if you didn't get paid. You reflect on what matters the most and why it matters. Because when you have a strong why, you have strong motivation when things get tough to keep pushing, to keep making it happen. Then you want to look at yourself and how you fit into the scope of what you identify as important and what matters the most. You know, fairness, justice, equality, you know, those are some things that might matter the most to you. And then recognize your own strengths and weaknesses. Okay. If you want to be a basketball player and you're 5'1", there have been short basketball players that have been really, really good way, way back. I remember a guy named Bud Webb or something like that. He had a goofy name, but he was a little tiny guy. He came up to like most of the players' waist, but that guy was so freaking fast, no one could catch him. But anyway, you want to really recognize your strengths, weaknesses, and talents. You know, mostly focus on what you're good at. Focus mostly on your strengths and talents. What are the positive things that you bring to the world, and how can they be used? Now, if you don't know what they are, I'm pitching some stuff, but I'm not. If you ever need any of my work and you can't afford it, please get in touch with me. I work with people all the time, and I have people who donate for scholarships. So this is not about trying to get everybody to listen to my podcast and pay more money, although that's a very nice thing when they do. But this is to help you. And so if you get your five element power chart done, it really helps you recognize your strengths, your talents, and your vulnerabilities. And that really helps you come from a place of strength. When you know the kind of energy that you carry, when you are encouraged to be strong and to be vital and to have perseverance, when you realize you have the power to manifest. I remember when I had my first one done, I was looking at it and going, wow, I got all this great earth energy. That means I'm a strong manifester. I always doubted my capacity to manifest, and I don't need to doubt it anymore because I've got it. And it was really a turning point for how I looked at manifesting the things that I wanted. I like cool stuff. I like cool cars. I like, you know, nice houses and all that kind of stuff. And it really helped me realize that it is possible to have these things. It is possible to have what I desire. And as long as it's also in alignment with what matters most and what I care about. And then the next thing. So now we're looking at your gifts and your talents. Okay. Now imagine what kind of an impact would you have on the world if you lived your best possible self? Okay. What does that person look like? What are they doing? How are they impacting in the world? You know, one of the things that I did when I first was awakened to these to this way of thinking, I had come from a very conservative Christian background, and this African stuff was a little bit outside the boundaries for me. You know, I'm like, are we going to go to hell for this, or what's the deal? But the things that I was doing with the church wasn't working, so I needed help. And I remember my teacher, who was actually raised in a mission school in Africa, he's like, no, you're going to be fine. He said, this is just another way of looking at how things work. And so I started learning about the drum rhythms and how they coordinate with the elemental energies, and then how that applied to a human body can eradicate illness. And I saw people healed amazingly through this sound therapy. And I did that I still do it, but I did it 100% for about 10 years. And it was really, really, it was a huge impact, not just to the individuals, but to the collective. I would go into communities and work. I would work on natural disasters. And, you know, it was just amazing how the power of the drum and the power of music can shift and change the physiology, the consciousness, the everything about a person and a community. So it was really surprising to me that the impact was as amazing as it was. And it was so pleasing that something that I loved to do could have an impact. So, you know, imagine your best possible self showing up, and what does that look like? What do you do and what do you achieve? How do you impact the world? How do you help people? And then once you had determined that, then cultivate positive emotions around this thing or whatever it is, this purpose. Does it make you happy? Does it bring positive thoughts and statements to your brain, to your mind, to your consciousness? Does it make you feel valuable and worthy? And does it lift you up? Think about the feeling that you get when you think of doing this thing or being this person. How do you feel? What does it do for you? And then the other thing, it's called the economics of it, and not in terms of money, but in terms of environmental. How is it going to affect the people that are currently in your life? Because if, for example, when I, my wife at the time wanted me to go back into sales so I would make more money, and I'm like, honey, I got a drum. I gotta heal people. I can't not do this. And that didn't go well. But it was something that I had to do. And what was beautiful is I was very successful at it. I made good money. I was able to support my family. But it did affect my relationship, because I was gone 200 days a year. And, you know, that was something that I didn't factor in, because I didn't know about it. I didn't think about, well, wow, how's it going to affect people around me? I just was like, how is it going to affect the world? And this is my calling, and I have to do this. Had I known then what I know now, I probably would have had a conversation. Hey, I'm going to be gone for long periods of time. Can we deal with this? Blah, 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 blah. Rather than having it come as a big shock. But it's something to consider, okay? Because we want you to feel valuable and worthy and lifted up, and we want you to live your life's purpose, and we want you to bring the gifts that you've been given to bring to this world. We want you to exercise those in the most powerful way. But we want to keep your family intact if that's possible. But then as you look at, you know, how is this new identity, how is this new way of being going to affect those around me? Then you got to look at what's more important, healing the world or having that relationship, or whatever it is, you know, inventing a new project and having to fire some of your staff because they're not qualified to work on that high of a level. You know, there's a bunch of different ways this can work. When I share my story, I'm just sharing you what my particular situation is, but there's a bunch of ways to look at it. You know, if I remember one of the things that was surprising to me was one of my clients was a long haul truck driver, kind of an odd ambition for most of the people that I hang with, but he was going to retire. And we were talking about the economics, not the money, but the time and the effect on those around him. And he said, well, my wife and I have been married for 23 years and I've been a long haul trucker the whole time. So I've only been home for short periods of time. And I'm not sure how it's going to work with me at home all the time. And it was a very wise way to look because they talked about it and they said, no, I think we can make this work. And they were divorced in 2 years. So the absence can have an effect, but the presence can have an effect too. One of the things that has happened since COVID is there's a lot of people working from home that used to go to the office, and they're around their partners, their kids, their dogs 24/7. And that has an impact on the psyche, on the personality, on the way that a person interacts with their family and themselves. And it's a whole new experience. So As you dive into connecting to your life's purpose, keep these things in mind. You know, identify what you care about and identify what matters the most. Recognize your strengths and talents. Imagine your best possible self. Look at cultivating positive emotions. And then look at the impact that it will have on you and your environment, you and your community. And then once you get dialed in on what it is you want to do and that you're willing to look at the consequences of your actions and you're all cool on it, then look for people that you admire and look at what aspects of their being you can add to your life so that you can show up as your best possible self. That's it for today. Connect to your life's purpose, run through these processes, and keep looking up.